There you go.
This meeting is being recorded.
Yeah, we mock out.
Yeah, we can start and see if the other two members come in.
Yeah, do we have anybody at the Division of Forestry and Wildlife conference room?
Yeah, I'm here at the Doe Fork.
Oh,
Oh
you're
no,
there.
there's no, nobody else attended. Just me and Chris here.
Okay, we'll get started then, folks. We do have quorum. And hello, Mai Kako. Welcome to our April meeting of our Hawaiian and Borough Council. Today is Thursday, April 21st. 2022, and aloha mai kākou. Before we begin, we're going to ask for assistance from our ancestors and guidance throughout this meeting so that we can make sure that everything goes well. And I will start off with the Naumakua. If anybody knows it, please join in. Okay. Naumakua mai kala hiki a kala kau, mai ka hoku i a ka halawai. Naumakua i a ka hina kua i a ka hina alo, i a ka kau i ka lani. O ki hā i ka lani, o e i ka lani, nunulu i ka lani, ka holo i ka lani, e ia nā pulapula o ko, e nā kanaka e manawana i ngā kupuna i kia moku ki awe, e mālama o ko ia māko, e ulu i ka lani, e ulu i ka honua, e ulu i ka pai aino o Hawaii, e ho mai ka ike, e ho mai ka ikaika, e ho mai ka akamai, e ho mai ka māpopo pono, e ho mai ka ike pāpālua, e ho mai ka mana. Ha mama ua noa lele bale akula. And again, aloha mai kākou, and welcome again to our Hawaiian and Borough Council meeting for this month, April 21st, 2022. Please make sure all your cell phones are on mute. No, just joking, just flipping around a little bit here.
Okay.
Even though we're Zoom, but of course, if you do need anything to say, please put it into the chat. And of course, as we go through our meeting today, most of everybody here will have an opportunity to share the manawa and share the ike. Okay, we'll start off with our roll call. My name is Nalei Kaakalao, and I represent the majestic district of Hamakua. Aloha mai kākou. Next borough council member.
My name is Norman Kaimuloa, represent the district of Kona. Thank you.
Mahalo na kala.
Aloha mai kākou. Kalena Blakemore here from Volcano, tuning in, representing Puna. Aloha.
Oh, mahalo.
Clifford Kapono Hilo.
Hello, Clifford.
Aloha, Scott Mahoney, Kau.
Waiola Hika, Hamakua.
La Crivello, large landowner.
Those on behalf of the State Historic Preservation Division, if you're here, please acknowledge who you are.
Hey, yeah, Kalpito Barisley Specialist.
Again,
Chris Burial, Christian Omara Burial Site Specialist.
Mahalo. So mahalo, Kia and Christian, as always, for being here. And we always appreciate your support. And thank you, everybody. At least you know who the council members that are present today. We may have a few more joining us as the meeting goes on. Okay, but the mahalo nui loa. Okay, so first item of business on our agenda is minutes. So approval of the minutes for March 17th, 2022. Council members, you should have both received an electronic copy and a hard copy as well through the USPS.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes from last month, March 17th, 2022.
I second the motion.
The motion has been made by Kalena and seconded by Waiola that we accept the minutes from our Hawaiian and Borough Council meeting on March 17, 2022. Discussion on the minutes, please, council members. Anybody? Any discussion? Last meeting, we were blessed to be able to recognize a lot of lineal descendants, and that was awesome. And look, we'll do that again today. Solid. Yeah, so, anything? Any council members? Anybody? Anything? Okay, then if there is no discussion, let's call for the vote. All those in favor of accepting the minutes from our last council meeting meeting on Thursday, March 17, 2022, please stipulate by saying aye and hapai kolima. Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, aole. Okay, the ayes have it and the minutes are approved. Mahalo nui loa, council members. Let me just write that down. Okay. Well, Hannah, so we will be getting into the business section of our agenda at this moment in time. And of course, we will be starting off with descendancy claims. If the council members are okay, I'm gonna kind of do the same way that we did it at our last meeting, where at least I'll read the first one in depth. And then after that, we'll just go over the individual names and in terms of what they're claim, their lineacy claim is. Okay, unless there's others that would like to help me read, you let me know, Okay, so we mark our call then?
All right.
Okay, mahalo nui, mahalo nui loa. Okay, so this is the first one, this descendancy. This is two Hawaiian Liberal Councils from Hinano Rodriguez, History and Cultural Branch. Subject is descendancy recognition application of Diane Kramer to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Kuile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansi Kamahele, located in Maku'u, Ahupua, Puna District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, colon, open parentheses, 3, close parentheses, 1-5-010, colon, 009. For the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal descendant claim to the skeletal remains of located above property, the named individual below has submitted an application to the Department of Land and Natural Resources, State Historic Preservation Division, for assessment and verification pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-35. The administrative rule requires that the applicant provide evidence of direct or collateral genealogical connections to certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogically connecting herself to the following persons listed below. Kuile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, Leilani Pansi Kamahele. Therefore, the SHPD, State Historic Preservation Division, recommends that the HIBC, Hawaiian Liberal Council, recognize Diane Kramer as a lineal descendant. Okay, so this is a lineal descendancy claim. Is Diane Kramer here?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Okay. Diane, what would you like to share with us, please? To help us.
Aloha, council members.
Aloha.
Okay. Yes, I am the descendant of the great-great grandparents that are buried there. And thank you for allowing us to be part of the request and be proud to be part of the lineal descendant of my great-grandparents.
Anything else you'd like to add? Diane, before any council members start asking any questions?
No, not at this time.
Thank you very much for right, mahalo. Council members, any questions for Diane Kramer?
Aole.
Yeah, question.
Uncle Norman?
Yes, I'd like to know if you all, have you ever visited this bureau? And if you have, can you give us more information?
Yes, aloha, council member Norman. I have pretty much been raised down in Maku'u since infancy up to the 18 years of age. Spent most of our weekends there with my grandparents who lived down there as well, the land next to it. So, it's been a joy to grow up and have that type of legacy and now knowing more about my great grandparents or great great grandparents.
Thank you.
Hello, Mike.
I have a question.
Scott?
Is this a grave, like a graveyard, a family graveyard, where these graves are located?
Yeah. Yes, it's a family plot on the property.
On private land, on your family land?
No, unfortunately, it has been sold, and the owner is Bob Garrett.
Okay, thank you.
Any other council members? Any questions for Diane?
Yes.
Uncle Desmond, and if you don't mind introducing yourself too, please, Uncle, just joining us. Thank you.
Yeah. How Mayor Kau, Borough Council. I don't have a question. I just want to say that I did meet with that guy, Bob Garrett. And there's a lot of backstory to this guy. I think I shared it the last one, but I just wanted to put that on our record.
Mahalo, Mahalo. Anybody else? Any questions for Diane at this time?
Hey. Yes,
Helena. I don't have any questions, but I just wanted to refresh everybody that all of these lineal descendants that have been coming forward are all coming forward for a BTP that we've been looking at that is also on our agenda. So we were looking at last month. So this is the same burial, Scott, that we were looking at in the BTP there in Makuku.
Okay.
Yeah, just a refresher.
Okay, folks, if everybody can check, I'm hearing some feedback from somebody, so you can make sure, unless you're ready to speak, that you can keep your mic muted so that we can make sure there's no interference with our meetings. Yeah, please. Thank you. Mahalo. Okay, mahalo for that. Again, that information, Kalena, always. Thank you.
Can I make a motion that we approve Diane Kramer as a lineal descendant to these burials?
Please do. Mahalo. We got a first.
A second. A second.
The motion has been made by Kalena and seconded by Uncle Desmond that we accept Diane Kramer as a lineal descendant to the skeletal remains of Ku'ile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansi Kamalani. Any further discussion, council members? If not, then all those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye, hapaiko lima. Aye. All those opposed, aole. And the ayes have it. Congratulations, Diane. You've just been approved as a lineal descendant to these burial sites. Mahalo nui.
Mahalo, council members.
And thank you so much for taking on this kuleana. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt. Can Diana Kramer stay on for the whole meeting?
Yeah. Whoever's here, you're more than welcome to stay on the whole meeting. No, man, you got to go. And I just. Okay. No. Please, we encourage everybody to stay on for the whole meeting. This is a public meeting, especially when we get to, after we get through the descendancy claims, we will be talking about that Makuu property, yeah? As well. So please stay on, please. It'd be greatly appreciated. Mahalo. Okay. Then let's go into our next descendancy claim, folks. Okay. And Kalamai, if I mispronounce your names, it's definitely not intentional. But I will try my best, okay? So again, this is this second one. This is item B, descendancy recognition application of Renee L. Isert to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ku'ile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansi Kamaheli located in Makuaupua, Puna District, Island Hawaii. TMK colon open parentheses 3, close parentheses 1-5-010:009. If for the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal descendancy claim to the skeletal remains located above property, the named individual below has submitted an application to the Department of Land and Natural Resources State Historic Preservation Division for assessment and verification pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-35. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of direct or collateral genealogical connections to certain native skeletal remains, Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogically connecting herself to the following persons listed below. Again, those being 1, Ku'ile Kamoi, 2, Samuel William Kamoi, and 3, Leilani Pansi Kamaheli. Therefore, the State Historic Preservation Division recommends that the HIBC recognize Renee L. I cert as a lineal descent. Okay, so Renee, if you're here, if you'd like to share some information with the council, it'd be appreciated. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Yes, this is Renee Isert. I live in Boring, Oregon, so I'm in the mainland. And I've been here because our family left there when we were I was 10 or 11. And I appreciate you listening to me and having me.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Council members, any questions for Renee?
No, I move to accept.
Okay, motion's been made. Is there a second? Kalena, you seconding?
I'm seconding, yeah.
Okay, mahalo. So this time around, Uncle Desmond initiated the motion, and Kalena seconded the motion that we accept Renee L. Isert as a lineal descendant to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Kuile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansy Kamoi. Any further discussion? Mahalo. Anybody? Any further discussion? If not, then we will vote. All those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye and hapaiko lima. Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, aole. The motion is unanimous. So Renee, congratulations, and thank you very much for taking on this kuleana. Mahalo nui.
Mahalo.
If you could also stay on for the duration of at least the segment of the meeting, that'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, now we're going into item C.
I move to accept.
Sorry for these formalities, but here you go. Okay, this subject is descendancy recognition application of Daryl Leslie K. Pakele to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Kuile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansy Kamehele, again located in Maku'uahupua'a, Puna District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, colon, open parentheses 3, close parentheses 1-5-010:009. Of course, for the administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of direct or collateral genealogical connections to certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogically connecting himself to the following persons listed below. Once again, they are 1, Kuile Kamoi, 2, Samuel William Kamoi, and 3, Leilani Pansy Kamehele. Therefore, SHPD recommends that the HIBC recognize Daryl Leslie K. Pakele once again as a lineal descendant. Now, I know Daryl was having pilikia with being able to vala'au this morning, brother, if I'm mistaken. So he was going to use the chat, if I'm mistaken, to communicate with us if we have any questions for him.
It's going to be a long one from Daryl.
And of course, if you can access the chat, Daryl is starting to type in the chat already, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Look like he brought us ready. Look like he's ready. Okay, folks, so if you have any questions for him, of course, if you ask the question, he will respond by typing into the chat. Anybody? Okay, if we do not have any questions for Daryl,
if somebody can just read out the chat for his, just so we have it on record, because I can only get the recording.
Okay, let's see here.
I don't see, he just says mahalo. Daryl Pakele says mahalo. If that helps, you can.
Mahalo, Kalena. And right before that, he did say that he is the eldest grandson of...
Grandson of Teresa. Okay.
He did mention that as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Of course, at the very beginning, he did say aloha kako as well. He did say aloha.
Yes, in the beginning.
So mahalo hoi. That's solid. Hey, anybody, any questions for Daryl this time?
Aole.
If you don't have any, then if we can have a motion, please.
I'll move to accept.
I second.
Second.
A motion has been made. Was it Uncle Desmond?
Aye.
Seconded by Scott that we accept the lineal descendancy of Daryl Leslie K. Pakele to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Kuile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansy Kamehele. All those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye and hapai kulima. All right. Anybody opposed? Aole. Okay, the motion is carried, and congratulations, Daryl. Mahalo nui for being here. Thank you.
Next.
Yes, I know. Okay, now we're going to go to decency recognition D. Okay. And this decency recognition application is of Patrick K. Marzo to the grave of the skeletal remains of Kuile Kamoi, Tommy William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansy Kamahele, located in Maku, Aupua, Puna District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, colon, open parentheses 3, close parentheses 1-5-010, colon 009. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of direct or collateral genealogical connections to certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogically connecting himself to the following persons listed below. Again, one, Ku'ile Kamoi, two, Samuel William Kamoi, and three, Leilani Pansy Kamehele. Therefore, the SHIPD recommends that the HIBC recognize Patrick K. Marzo as a lineal descendant. Patrick, you here with us today?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are, right. Kalamai, sorry.
Yep. And may I ask, so Tatiana and Kimo Marzo are both my children, and one of them has time-sensitive work. Can you do Kimo before me, or can I do a group? We're all online right now with you guys.
Yeah, in order to do that, we would need to have a motion to be able to change the agenda around.
Uh-oh.
But right after you is Kimo, and right after Kimo is Tatiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got, they're the next two. They're the next two. Yes, Clifford?
A motion that in the best interest of the council and those that are petitioning for today, that we would expedite this process by including all of those in a family, and note that in our minutes and in our proceedings that we recognize them in total.
Mahalo nui, Clifford.
I second that.
Solid, that's all we needed. Okay, so we have a motion made by Clifford and seconded by Uncle Desmond that we combined the next three decency claims of Patrick K. Marzo, Kimo A. Marzo, and Tatiana K. Marzo.
Yep, all together.
Okay. Now, what about Roman and Lila?
Those are my grandchildren. Those are Tatiana's children.
Okay, so they're with Tatiana as well.
With Tatiana as well.
Lila's here with me. Her brother Roman is at school right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You call them my the chair. So they are included in this application, right?
The children are. Yes, they are.
All right.
The children's included with their mother. That's Roman and Lila.
Yes.
So we're going to combine them all.
Agenda item F, just in case you were, there's all in list.
Okay, everybody cool with that? Then we combine them all. Okay, all those in favor, please display by saying aye. Hapai kulima.
Aye.
And this is for the combination of the whole family, yeah? All those opposed, aole.
Okay, here at the Borough Council of Big Island, we like to include the mo'os.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much for having them register as well, the little ones, yeah? But let's go through the formalities first, yeah? Okay. Here we go. The sensei recognition application of Patrick K. Marzo. Let me get this all on time. Kimo A. Marzo. Tatiana K. Marzo. Roman K. M. Sumigit. And Lila A. M. Sumigit. To the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Ku'ile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansy Kamehele, located in Maku Aupua'a, Puna District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, colon, open parentheses 3, close parentheses 1-5-010, colon 009. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of a direct or collateral genealogical connection to certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogically connecting themselves to the following persons listed below, Ku'ile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and of course, Leilani Pansy Kamehele. Therefore, the SHIPD recommends that the HIBC recognize individuals as lineal descendants. And they are, again, Patrick K. Marzo, Kimo A. Marzo, Tatiana K. Marzo, Roman K. M. Sumigit, and Lila A. M. Sumigit. Okay. Borough Council members, any questions? Or Patrick or Tatiana or Kimo, anything you'd like to inform us about, elaborate on?
No, I just, I'll probably cover them with mine, that I'm the great-great-grandson of Ku'ile and Samuel William. My dad is Mariano Carino Jr., father of him, Mariano Sr. Been out there a number of years. My mom and father raised me only for my first year and a half while we were out there. We moved to the mainland. And we've been back a number of times since about 2017. Kimo's been there, and Tia is about to go there this year.
Okay, no, mahalo, mahalo. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Tatiana, anything you'd like to add? Kimo, anything you'd like to add?
Not at this time. Just to say thank you, you know, because my dad was brought here to the mainland, we didn't really get to have a relationship with that side of the family, you know, so being able to visit anytime that we'd like to this gravesite is, for my kids at least, and me, you know, it would be a blessing to us.
Solid, solid mahalo. And I know the little ones are young, but again, thank you on behalf of, as far as chair of the council, thank you so much for registering the little ones as well, so they can already start taking on that kuleana and know how important that is. So thank you so much. Mahalo nui for that. We really like that at ATBC. Thank you. Anybody else? Anything for any comments or anything, questions for these family members? Clifford?
I don't know if it's applicable right now, but the last meeting we talked about an audit provision that all parties participating in this claim would be under the ruling as governed by NAGPRA, the Fed, and locally by the state Hawaii Vice statute. That being that whoever claims that they own the property outside of these descendants be included in all the responsibilities equally. So for example, if someone's to sell that property, the new potential owner is also liable to make sure that they're in compliance with the descendant's decision as to how this should be best managed. And if there is a claim against the owner to prove ownership, that the council would provide legal representation and counsel for these lineal descendants that we recognize under our common law movement here. And if AG has any comments about that, I'd be interested to hear that, you know, now, so that we not mislead these people coming before us to claim a lineal descendancy and not be given the full privilege and the full scope of the law that protects them under this notion of democracy of the United States. That's all.
Mahalo, Council Member Clifford Kupono. Mahalo Nui Loa.
Mahalo, Kupono.
Okay, so we need a motion, folks.
I move to accept.
I will second.
Okay, so motion's been made by Uncle Desmond and seconded by Kalena that we accept Patrick K. Marzo, Kimo A. Marzo, Tatiana K. Marzo, Roman K. M. Sumigit, and Lila A. M. Sumigit as lineal descendants to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Kuile Kamoi, Samuel William Kamoi, and Leilani Pansy Kamoha. Any further discussion, folks? If not, then let's take the vote, please. All those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye, hapai kolima.
Aye.
All those opposed, aole. And once again, the motion is carried. So thank you very much for accepting this kuleana. Mahalo nui. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Okay, so we will then now go into agenda item G, and that is draft burial treatment plan for burial site number 50-10-45-18987, located in Makuʻaupuna District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, (3)-5-010:009. Information, discussion, recommendation. And for this purpose, for this agenda item, the recommendation to the State Historic Preservation, whether to accept or not accept the above draft burial treatment plan. I know this has been on the agenda, I think, for the last couple of meetings, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong.
I think I lost you guys.
I can still see you, Glenn.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hello,
you're
everybody.
On. Hey, Glenn.
Aloha, kakou. Aloha. So, should I start the presentation?
Please.
Okay. All right, so as you know, this is the third time we've been at Barrel Council. We did quite a bit of consultation with the family members who were here on the Big Island that we had come forward. And we continued consultation through the Barrel Council meetings, and also we had a Zoom meeting that Diane Kramer facilitated. So thank you, Diane, for that. So the preservation treatments have changed a little bit. originally there was no wall, but at this point, so these are the preservation treatments. We have an interim buffer at 20 feet, which would be an orange construction fence anytime there's work being done in the area. And then a permanent buffer, which would be a rock wall at that 20-foot buffer. And then a 15-foot no build easement beyond that. So for 15 feet from the outside perimeter of the barrel plot platform, there would be no construction or anything done within that area. And then the family expressed a wish to be able to reinforce the outside of that platform where the burials are. And so we put that into the burial treatment plan. So they can do that. They can reinforce that with rock. And then access, there was some questions. So there's parking along the front of the property. Access would be up the driveway. People who have mobility issues, elderly kupuna could park in the driveway. And then the landscaping and maintenance would be conducted by the owner, and of course, family members could participate a little bit as well. And then Bureau of Conveyances, so we have it in there that the burial and the buffer and easement would be recorded with the Bureau of Conveyances, also the property title. And Nicole Louie asked me to put in a sentence or two that we would have a list of all of the descendants that would be given to the property owner. And as new descendants came forward, they would be added to that list. If the property was sold, that list would go to the new owners. So the new owners have to be made aware that there's burial on the property and that family members will be able to malama those graves into the future. And then we also had a proviso for annual inspections. And those would be done by, I think we said the Puna Burial Council representative could go. Of course, Shippy has some rights to go, and then all of the family members as well. So if anyone is there and notices damage or that some of the preservation measures aren't in place, then they can report that. So that's what we have right now based on the consultation. I know there's some differences of opinion on where the wall should go, but there is a wall at this point, so that's where it's at.
Yeah, Clifford. Thank you, Glenn. Clifford.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. My question is this. I'm not reading what you are referencing, but the tone of what you're suggesting places the landowner above that of the descendant. And so in terms of common law and possession, the descendants under probate law, they are the original owners. So the tone that's set in that narrative places the landowner above the descendants. And I disagree with that, simply based upon the fact the descendants were there before whatever landowner is claiming ownership to that property.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, under the spirit of democracy, and as the law speaks, they should be on an equal term. Now, right. Before, Glenn, and you know this, I asked that there be an audit provision to ensure whatever this vola'au is, whatever this language is, that there be compliance, and that compliance be enforced to the full extent of the law. So the landowner can't say, oh, well, I didn't hear about this, or the guy says, well, I just bought it, I didn't know about that. Hey, right. Too bad.
Right.
That EV is on that property mm-hmm. under federal law, places this whole argument in a different court. So we are here today with these descendants petitioning, with them led to believe what their rights are. If any of that is breached, everyone on this council, every consultant is subject to perjury, which is a criminal charge, along with civil charges. So that we're not here just passing off on some line of BS.
Yeah.
This stuff is the construction of an agreement under contract law. So I don't know where the AG is, why they're not here today. And if they are, I appreciate your comments. But these people are led to believe that this problem is going to be resolved. And my experience on this council has been for years, they're not complying to this agreement. So we need to get real about what we're talking about here and not waste anybody's time.
Right.
So if we can just see that letter, that writing, so that we understand that the landowner isn't given a preference over the lineal descendants, I would greatly appreciate that. And if the tone is set to where there is favor towards the landowner, that needs to be rewritten, because I will oppose that. And I will oppose that not only here this council, but I will look to see that we take action against whoever is making that ridiculous request by a matter of fact, not conjecture. So thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you.
Paul Clifford Law.
I'm taking a look at these, this most recent section of the drafting with the additional consultation with the Ohana. I did want to ask really quickly on the color nale, are we required to make some sort of motion before continuing discussion, or is it appropriate for me to start discussing now?
What you want to make a motion? You asking
about? No, do we have to make a motion before discussion, or no, can I?
We can discuss.
Okay, so I'm just looking at the first page of the most recent paperwork we received on the additional Kamehale family consultation. I had a question for you have them numbered after mentioning the Zoom meeting on Sunday, April 3rd. The first, it looks like Bob Garrett agreed to the perimeter, and that's great. And also, Glenn, I know that this is one of those situations where you're between landowner and the descendants. So thank you so much for putting all of this effort in and taking the time to work through this with both sides. I know that you're always going to end up making everybody a little bit unhappy. So I recognize that. I did want to ask about number two. The family had requested a 45-foot permanent buffer with rock wall, or at a minimum of 35 feet with a 10-foot no-build easement beyond the 35-foot permanent buffer. It mentions the 20-foot permanent buffer was acceptable mainly because of the topography.
Partly because of the topography, and partly because, of course, where the location of his house.
I noticed that on the map. It's even with the 20-foot buffer wall and the 35 no build easement, that no build easement is already quite close to the house.
Yeah, and he's fine with that. He doesn't intend to build anything. I think he had the house and maybe a walkway along the edge of the house or around the house or something like that. And then I think he's planning on planting it up the rest of the property where there's soil, cinder soil. He's going to plant coffee and melons. So those are the ideas.
The house is 46 feet away from the actual burial.
Correct.
So what did the family, in this consultation, that's what they had originally wanted. How did they feel about this in the discussion, this change to 20 foot? I mean, any Ohana that are here that would like to speak, I also would like to hear.
I think Diane would be the best person to speak with, because I think, that she's pretty steadfast. She would really like to see, I think, it of the 45 foot, maybe a wall at 45 feet. So, but you can ask. I think she'd be the person to talk to.
Yes, good morning, council members.
Morning.
Okay, yes, the family had requested that we wanted to do initially at 45 feet, but we decided to 35 feet wall, buffer wall. And that's what we're firm again on. We didn't want to go at 20 feet.
Thank you. That's really helpful to know. It seems like there has been some, as far as the other things listed, there's about three more things. Number three is talking about access easement and parking. Number four is no non-family members being allowed on the burial platform. Those two seem to be fairly accommodating. That's my understanding.
Yes, okay. those are okay.
And then for five, second access, that was Ikaika. I'm not sure if Ikaika is on.
No, but we scratched that idea because the original wall was going to be having to come down. So
right now, really, the main concern with where the treatment plan is currently is that buffer, the permanent wall and the extended.
Yes, we want a 35-foot buffer with that I believe was 15 foot no build, but we also want to include a 150 feet plus vertical clearance.
Okay. So, yeah, vertical so can clearance. You clarify one more time for me? I'm sorry. So 35 foot buffer, and you're saying, so where it's at with, you want the wall at 35 feet. Okay.
Correct.
Right now it's at 20 with 15 additional, and that's 35 feet. But
right, that would, right. The original was 20. The family decided no, they wanted 35 wall.
And then from the 35, an additional 15 feet of
no build.
No build. Okay.
Correct.
And then that basically extends, so the house is 46 feet away. So it extends, and there's about a foot between the house and the no build. Okay. Thank you. That's all I had to ask about, Uncle Nale. Thank you.
Diane. Very good question. Mahalo, Diane, for that clarification. Thank you. That is good. Mahalo. Council members, anything else for Glenn at this point in time? If not, I do want family members to give their mana'o and ike as well, please. Anybody else, any question for Glenn at this point in time?
Are we going to see, sorry, hello, my name is Miley. I'm a descendant of who we're speaking about. Are we going to see a revised B2P plan with all of these edits in it? Or is just all of the comments that Glenn provided us going to be wrapped in to the B2P plan?
Yeah, the comments will be in the BTP, and then the preservation treatments based on what's kind of decided today in discussion. Right now, the draft BTP has the preservation measures that I've mentioned.
Original.
Not the original, but yeah, the ones that I sent to the family members after speaking with Bob Garrett.
Okay, so the burial council is going to vote on accepting or not accepting the current one, the current B2P plan that is before them.
Right, that's correct.
Yeah, that is correct.
Without our changes formally written in it.
It'll have all the changes up to today.
Okay. All right. Maybe somebody else can help. Does anybody else have any comments?
Law, and then Clifford.
Just really quickly, I apologize. I wasn't at the last meeting. Has Bob Garrett attended one of these meetings yet? Did he come last month?
No, okay. He has not. He's spoken with the family on several occasions, but no, he hasn't. I don't think he's attended the Borough Council meeting.
Clifford?
Miley, for your information, the council here, our responsibility is to support the districts that we represent specifically. And in general, we're here to represent and to support the descendants, whether they be cultural or lineal. And the other thing you need to know is that this burial plan is a form of dispute resolution. It's one of your options. You need to know that. Just because the burial council approves of something doesn't mean you have to accept it. What we're saying in this burial plan is we're asking for mitigation. It's one of the dispute resolution options you have. Litigation is another one of your options. You need to understand that. And if council is council here to represent the AG's office, they should advise you of what your options are. So just because the council says, oh yeah, blah, 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 we're gonna do this, or we're gonna do that, and you feel stuck, you have recourse. You don't have to accept this decision. You have another option to exercise. So you shouldn't feel compelled to have to listen to any of this stuff. You know what you, as a descendant of your ancestors, what they want. We're here as the council to make sure you get that. That's my opinion. And that's what I do here as a council member. I want to make sure the descendants, they're satisfied because they're representing the original people there way before any of these landowners.
Right.
So if you have
any for that.
Questions, yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Mahalo, Clifford. Mahalo nui. Miley, did that help any?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
My cat, you know. Any other family members would like to speak up on behalf of this BTP, the version 3 or version 4, whichever one this is right at this point in time. Okay. We did get clarification on that wall, so mahalo nui for that. Okay. Any other family members?
Council member, I just want to make sure that the also included is the vertical clearance.
That's not included in the BTP right now, is it? Is it?
Yeah, no. I can add that right now. So you wanted a 150 feet, or is that what we said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is also the 150 feet clearance is within the 35 foot buffer.
Okay.
Okay.
At the 35 foot buffer, not within. Correct, Cousin Diane?
35 foot buffer and towards the grave is a clearance.
Yeah, so above the buffer area for 150 feet, there'll be nothing that is over that. Yep, absolutely. Sure.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, folks?
Just one more. Sorry. I'm going to just turn my mute off. The other, my one other thing to call attention to and ask about is, so it's from what I'm reading for that item two in the consultation for the permanent buffer, it seems to be that besides the slope, that it just says the proposed house will have a 10-foot walkway and open space around it. And that seems to be what's holding the landowner feels to be significant. But then, you know, it looks like from the maps, I mean, it seems that it's the way that the easement and the buffer are being drawn out, it seems completely doable that he just would not have a pathway on that one side. Is that correct?
I think that's partly correct. I think part of it is that, you know, the idea the reason for the buffer, that you have a rock wall or a buffer, is to prevent any damage to the burials. So basically you put a buffer around the burial, you have some space between where the burial is and also the buffer. And, you know, there's a space that's undisturbed that nobody goes into. So, and the idea is that 20 feet usually is, it's kind of the standard that's used, although everything is always case by case. But that's kind of the standard, is 20 feet. And it's kind of recognized that if you have a rock wall at 20 feet, no one is going to blast through that with a vehicle or a piece of farm equipment or something like that. So there's protection, and that's the main thing. And it's also a form of respect.
Is there anything within 35 feet that, from what I recall, it's grass. Is there anything within the 35 feet outside of the actual burial platform, the Pa'ilina, that if not included within the buffer would, I mean, just on an interpretation level, I guess, if I'm speaking in those terms, but just change the, I guess, essence and the security and safety of that burial place for this ohana, that would, and maybe that's something that the ohana might want to speak on more, but is there anything else within that general area that would be threatened if not included in that buffer?
No, it's mostly grass. When you get out to about 30, 35 feet, there's a slope on the Makai side that's pretty steep. There are some coconut trees that are there. There's no plan. I've spoken to the owner about it because it was important to the family member. So he's not going to cut any of those trees. Those trees will always be there. A little bit beyond the 30, 35 feet there's a foundation where Sunny Kamahele's house once was. But other than that, it's mostly just grass, coconut trees, and then the slope on the Makai side.
Thank you.
Mahalo aloha. Thank you. Any other questions, folks, for either any of the descendants, lineal descendants, and or Glenn at this time? Anybody? So it sounds like the stickler is still that the permanent buffer and the no build area zone, it sounds like, yeah?
Yeah, it sounds that way. I think there's the descendants have a idea where they want it. The property owner has an idea where he wants it. And that is a sticking point.
Okay, that's where we're at there right now. Family members, anything, last comments?
Not for me.
And Renee?
No, not for me either.
Miley?
No, not for me. I think somebody else was trying to speak though.
Nicole?
It's separate from the Barrel Chicken Pan. I'm sorry. This is for the Ohana Kamahelen, the Ohana of the Burials. I was just wondering, well, I was going through my genealogy and I realized that my tutu, Kea, Kauhu Walu Kea, she gave half of the interest of that royal patent in 1892 to Akane Pua, what was his name? Akane Puaheva. I was just wondering if the genealogist of the family is familiar with that name. And if you are, I would like to keep in touch with you folks because I don't know if that's family, because my tutu was 80 years old when she gave half of the interest to Kane Puaheva. So I don't know if any of you are related to that person. And I was just wondering, wanted to share that. Thank you.
I am not sure if we are related, but I can go ahead and check with the genealogist.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
What is your name? Sorry.
Nicole Louis. My tutu bought the property in 1841, the Kea family, Kea and his wife Kauhu Walu. Royal patent 1014. And then they started to sell it off as time went on. And after his death, she sold, she gave half of the interest to Kane Puaheva in 1892. She outlived her husband and two of her children. She had five children. Thank you.
Mahalo nui, Nicole and Diane.
Thank you, Akunale.
If you got some way to communicate with each other, that'd be awesome. I'll make those connections. Yeah. Mahalo. Clifford, do you have something you needed to mention?
Please? Yeah, I just wanted to mention to the descendants that, you know, in this burial plan, you're trying to work it out with the owner. If you don't work it out with the owner, there's a lien on that property and he can't sell it. So he may act like, yeah, I own it and whatever. You can tie him up and he's locked to that land till you decide. So you don't have to cave in or agree or like go along with the owner. Hey, you guys are equal. So if he can't get his act together and agree with you, then you can put a lien on that property and he can't sell it until that happens. And that's what they're not going to tell you in these burial council meetings. So I'm telling you that. I'm not giving you legal counsel. I'm just quoting matter of fact, right?
Mahalo, council member.
Mahalo, mahalo nui. Also, real quick, I should have done that earlier, but I also want to note that we do not have representation from the the DA's office, sorry, the district attorney's office. We have no representation for them at all to be able to help clarify any questions or any questions we may have. So I just want to make sure that's noted in our minutes. Yeah, please. Again, mahalo. Okay. Mahalo, Clifford, for that. Kia, where are we at as far as a timeline for approval of this BTP or not?
I think this is Glenn's third meeting. And so after this meeting, the 90 days would be up.
That's still a major sticking point, that's why. Okay, council members, well, we've heard everything. It seems like nobody else has anything to ask or to chime in about. So do we have any motions?
I wanted to ask just a little question, because I feel a little confused about voting on this. If some of the family members still don't feel comfortable, I know that Glenn has come before us 3 times now and has attended many meetings. My understanding is once the clock is ticking, that this BTP has 90 days in the cycle within Ship D. And if we don't make a decision, then it will be made by Ship D. So if I'm correct in that thinking, Kea can let me know. So I wanted to just hear from the family one more time, because right now we have what we have in the amendment for this new draft version. We have some good, you know, something a little better. We would have to add the 100-foot vertical buffer that we could add in. But if we don't vote on anything right now, I'm not sure what version would get permitted by Ship D or whatever.
Yeah.
Not sure. But anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know, because I know you don't know, there is a 90-day process. And if we fail to come to a conclusion in the Borough Council, then it's removed from our hands. Authority.
I think actually to correct me if I'm wrong, we don't actually vote to accept. We're providing recommendations and Ship D is accepting. Is that correct?
So we're making
so you guys are recommending that we accept or not accept the plan.
With certain recommendations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what I would suggest maybe is if, you know, I mean, the landlord can, the property owner can always agree to extend a decision, you know, if they wanted to. But what I would suggest is, you know, making a strong motion, an explicit motion that you guys would want. And that, that I can work off of.
That being said, one of the things that's not in there now that we want to provide in this recommendation is that 150-foot vertical buffer be included.
And I will add that in for sure. That's going in.
And if we don't feel comfortable, so in my head, what I'm trying to understand, if anyone wants to, Kea, if you have guidance on this, if we don't feel comfortable recommending that this be approved with a 20-foot buffer because it's not what the Ohana wants, then we can still provide the recommendation that the 35-foot buffer with a 15-foot no build easement extended beyond that 30, you know, the 45-foot buffer with a 35-foot permanent buffer be accepted rather than what is being presented to us. We can make that part of our motion as a burial council. We don't have to agree that 20 foot because we're stuck, because we're not at that on that on our end. We can make that recommendation that we choose to support the Ohana. They want a 45-foot no build easement buffer, 35-foot permanent buffer, and this is our recommendations as a council. We're correct.
As far as I understand it, yes, you are correct, Lau. We can do that.
Okay.
Especially since we have lineal descendants here, yeah? And of course,
with the 150-foot vertical clearance, yeah.
Right, correct. We would like to close in there. So even though we know Glenn, we'll put it into the next draft or a version of this BTP, at least we'll have it here in our meeting notes as well, and also here in Zoom also, yeah? So we have more verification that's being done. But the more gradation we have, the better. And we can definitely do that. And again, like I said, especially since we have lineal descendants making these claims, yeah? I mean, that's the highest level of descendancy claims that we have And that's part of our Kuleana, too, as we all know, is to support the Ivi and, of course, the lineal cultural descendants.
That being said, I will try to phrase this as articulately as possible. Please correct me.
You have to rephrase it again in case OG forgets everything you're saying, but go ahead.
I would like to motion that the current provided draft treatment burial treatment plan be I would like to motion that the burial council recommends that this BTP be accepted with the inclusion of a 150-foot vertical clearance with at the 35-foot permanent buffer and a 35-foot permanent buffer with an additional 15-foot no build easement be accepted, but only with those additional amendments made.
Okay, can just to clarify, I just want to ask the family again, because so there was so we're asking for a 35-foot permanent buffer, and then beyond the 35-foot permanent buffer, if the house is at 46, if you go another, which it's not there yet, so another 10 feet would be the no build easement. Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. I just want to be clear, because that's, I understand the motion and I understand where it's going. I just want it to be spot on.
So a motion that in support of the Ohana, the burial council, the Hawaii Island Burial Council recommends that SHPD accepts the current draft of the burial treatment plan with the alterations that a 150-foot vertical clearance will be included at the 35-foot permanent buffer mark, and that a 35-foot permanent buffer with an additional 10-foot no build easement be made.
Okay. Motion's been made. Is there a second before we have discussion? Is there a second? Is that a second, Kalena?
Mm-hmm.
It's a motion's been made by Law and seconded by Kalena. Discussion, Clifford?
Oh, yeah. My question is to the Ohana. Are you guys all in agreement and you guys ma'a to what they're saying? If any questions at all about anything, what they're saying, I'd like just to make sure before I vote that you guys are pa'a with this manal and not any small kind, any whatever. And don't feel embarrassed if you don't get them. Somebody has to answer you. Okay. So if everybody's good, what? Anybody have any kind of question at all?
So Glenn, for the 35-foot permanent buffer, there will be writing about what type of wall it will be and what we discussed on our last call.
So everything we have in there now, so the Burial Council is making a motion that they would accept it if the property owner agrees to a 35-foot permanent buffer, rock wall, and then, what do we say, another 10 feet no build beyond that. I cannot guarantee you that the property owner is going to agree to that, but that is what it is. But that's the motion that's being made. If the property owner agrees, then that's what goes into the burial treatment plan, and it gets accepted by SHPD if it goes in that direction.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else?
But Daryl, you get that one or what? You good with that or what? Okay.
I have a question. Glenn, was the property owner ever invited to one of the meetings?
Yeah, there's always the option.
Oh.
There's always the option.
Never wanted to come?
I think it's that he had quite a bit of discussion with the family. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Did the Puna representative for Bear Council go out and do a site visit with you?
No, not with me. No. Oh. You guys, you and your papa and mama came out and
I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there were about, I think, seven of the Kamehale descendants came out before you. And then, of course, Eddie, who came out? Charles Hale Kalani came out with his son because he's, related.
I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then when you do put the revisions into the Barrett treatment plan, can you send me a draft copy of that?
Absolutely.
That way I have it on record that you did include that in Barrett treatment plan. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome.
So Glenn, just want to make sure I heard correctly. So Bob has not met with us, but he has met with the family though.
Yes, he has.
Wow. That's important. It's important to hear the family. Uncle Desmond?
I want to reiterate what Clifford had mentioned, and I had mentioned it before. I did visit a site numerous times. I grew up in that area. Very familiar with Uncle Sonny, as Daryl knows. I did meet with Bob face-to-face. I had an alohe alo with him and Richard Ha. And, just got to maka'alo these kind of people. And if you're not happy with it, you're not happy with it. It has to be polole. It has to be correct. And it's not about you folks today. It's about your mo'opunas that came on earlier and the mo'opunas that's going to come later on. And to prevent further desecration of our sacred sites, which happens to be our ibikupuna and our families. Yeah, it's no longer what happens today. It's what happens in years to come. And that's a problem we face here in the state of Hawaii. I just had a huge meeting representing Milo Li'i, requiring the state of Hawaii regulations and rules and regulations. You know, our kupuna landed on these pristine shores and they flourished. And that was stolen from us. And now we're forced to come through this application process, denying our kupuna who came before us, who provided these resources, this knowledge, increase in knowledge, this kuana iki to preserve what's going to come tomorrow. Yeah. So we just got to maka all these guys. I met with this guy. I got to feel his ano and aole, aano, aole. He has a very personal agenda. And when I first met with him, all he kept complaining about, and I'll put it on a record and I hope he listens to this, that he's using this family. He's attempting, he's very set on dividing this family. And I asked him at that time, did you research the family in its entirety? Not just a few, and nothing wrong with the few that he met. But as we listen to this, you know, I echo Clifford. I'm even not happy with it. You know, we want to be here for our Ivi Kupuna and their Ohana. I'm not here for the state of Hawaii. I'm here for the Ivi Kupuna. And if we continue to struggle to this illegal occupation of the state of Hawaii and the United States of America, then we're the evidence of this criminal activity being force fed to us and our children. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I mean, Delena was not happy with what I said yesterday, but I'm straight up. And I echo what my Ohana in Milo Li'i is doing. They're trying to apply for a process that was there 1,000 years. Yeah. So this is the same kind of process that we locked in over here. And I'm upset that the Attorney General is not here. Yeah, because I hear I go to all the other Barrett Council. Our Barrett Council Big Island is full with mana and Ike and all these wonderful things. But I met with Bob Garrett for almost 2 hours with this guy. He has problems dealing with Ohana. And it is not Pono, it is not Polole. I understand what the family is attempting to accomplish here. You know, you're just trying to protect what is yours, trying to preserve the integrity of our kupuna. And what they have gifted us with. Yeah. And for me, that is way beyond any of these land developers and land sales pay grade per se. It's not about the Uivi Kupuna. Here, we're here for that. But it's about our morals that's coming. Yeah. Because we don't want them to go through the same BS, the same criminal activity by the United States of America and the state of Hawaii. In our power as the burial council, all this lineage, you know, our lineage, our bloodline, I said yesterday, our bloodline comes from Kanaloa Nui Akea, from the Va'a, which embraces everyone that came after that. And that was stolen from us. In 1959, they removed agriculture, replaced that with tourism. That opened up a can of worms for the state of Hawaii to do land grab. And allowing these guys to come in and forcefully try to divide the families. Because now, from the first time this came up, now the families were notified, right? Right, Daryl? So now the families is coming up now. And they having this heated like that other property in Kona. We just had this on a record. The families start fighting because there's colonialism, this colonialistic mindset that's being forced upon us. The family's not happy with it, then force us to take action. You know, we have really good people. We have law here that's really on it. We get everybody's really important to us. For me, it's our children, it's our kikiokaina. So we're not happy with it, put them on a record. I'm so thankful that Glenn is here. He's awesome. This guy's awesome.
Thank you.
But all this kind of 90-day stuff like that, that's bullshit there.
Mahalo, Brothers. Glenn, is there an audit provision to ensure compliance?
There is.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Mahalo, Clifford. Mahalo. Thank you, Glenn. Council members, anything else before we take a vote on the motion that's on the floor? Anybody? Okay, so here we go.
I have a question for La. I kind of confused like Kalena. So we voting for Kanalua or Aole? I just confused. Just tell me straight on the record. It's fine.
And I guess in my I'm only going to speak from with these things. But also, what is in our power to do, and what is our responsibility? We are supporting these ohana, their mo'opuna. When I look at it, we are not voting to accept or not to accept. If we were, simple. We all know what we would vote right now. Super simple. What we are voting on is actually, or what we are doing, you know, we have the power to make determinations and recommendations of very specific types. We are making a recommendation. And for me, I'm 28 and I'm already tired. I don't know how tired. I don't know how you guys are still doing it. But if it is in our power to make a recommendation and we are at the end of our timeline, my mana'o is that, and from my na'o, I believe that maximizing on the most good that we can do and the most we can give to these ohana, and what we can do is support them and have it on the record that they said what they wanted through consultation. Glenn is pushing through this process back and forth between someone who's literally paying him, you know, and still has the goodness in his heart to work through this, and as he should, it's expected. But he's when you've got the landowner saying, no, I cannot, we are still saying you can, and we believe you can, and we believe that you should, and so did the Ohana. So we recommend that all things in support of what the Ohana want. It is within their right to be heard. And so we give them as much voice as we can. We speak with as much conviction as we can, and we tell Shipti what we believe is Pono. And Shipti is going to have to sit on hearing every, you know, Shipti is responsible as well for protecting these Ohana, for the whole reason we're here is to support and advise and guide them. What point of is there of having advisors if they're not going to listen? And so they're going to have to sit with the fact that every single one of us, except for the landowner, has said this is the path, the Alapono. And at that point, if it is that decision is within their hands, I would love to say that we have a system that would work perfectly and that would do right by these Ohana and right by these Kupuna who are buried here. But at that point, I would say if the Ohana is still, you know, there's still that, you know, say it's accepted as 20 feet and it's, that doesn't feel Pono, that's the point where this process that we're all in is not serving the community. And that's where legal matters should be taken. But those are not legal matters that we're currently sitting within control of in our respective seats on the council. So I'm focused on making as that initial impact and taking it this first step. The first step is saying, nope, got to be like this. That's how I see it. That's the first step. Our job is to advise. Second step is for the owner to sit with Glenn and with these Ohana and come to terms with the fact that this is, we're grounded on this. This is where we stand. And then the third step is for Shipti to, you know, if the owner is not able to make Pono, then it goes to Shipti. But I'm looking at that first step because we don't want to accept it as it is. But if we don't provide any recommendations, then we're not doing anything. So this is maximizing on what we can do in this exact moment, from this, in this room, on this council, in this moment. Not saying we can't do things individually or, you know, anything like that. But that's as far as I'm step forward and then keep, you know, and hopefully it takes us on that other Pono.
Mahalo, like, you know, my concern, and I'm going to ask the rest of the council members to chime in on this, because I just don't want to lose any traction in this BTP or what our Ohana is trying to, you know, I don't want to lose control or authority or whatever the holy word for that is. I just don't, Makuliana is, like I said earlier, and I'd like to hear from the council members how they're feeling about this, because if we can set a precedent in what we do, then, you know, like how we bought in all those other models from the last meeting, which, you know, I don't know. I need help from our council members. If we can set a precedent here I just don't want to, I hate that 90 days. Just like when they give you 3 minutes to speak, you know.
So here's the deal. It's a burial plan. It's a mitigation plan because of a dispute. The two sides aren't getting along. So how they're going to do this? This is the Haole version of Ho'oponopono. But they do it over different types of ways of resolving that dispute in the court. So mitigation is one of them. So the descendants have their manal, the landowner has his. They got to kind of work it out. If you don't like this action, if the canoe's not working, you got to get a better canoe. So this is just one of many options that everybody has. So, I mean, Law's putting it, she sees it a certain way, but the language of the letter of the law as written in this burial plan is a mitigation plan. That's what we're talking about. That's why my interest is to ensure that Glenn included an audit provision, which he did, which forces the landowner to conform. If he doesn't, he's breached that contract. You get that? So Glenn, yeah, I'm really grateful for Glenn. I mean, he's putting in everything that the descendants are asking for. And I'm not lobbying to correct all the bullshit that's out there. And Bada, you know me, I don't come from that way. So, but what is on the table? We got to focus on what's on the table. If you don't understand what's on the table, ignorance is no excuse of the law, but the haole's manal. And we're in this haole action. This was brought to action. What? The Kanakas would just conk that owner, he'd be gone. But what? So we're doing this through the courts. We're doing this through the system. In that, you have to know what you're talking about. They don't care how you feel. You got to write it down. So ILCIC, your biggest leverage is what Glenn has included is an audit provision. There's time we have to make sure that everyone's conforming to what they agree. Any change to that is breach. Now that puts it in a whole different envelope. So, and this is why we need the AGs Okoli at these meetings to defend the bullshit that they're talking about. So, you know, for the Ohana that's here, I know you guys frustrated. We're so frustrated. I've been on this bloody thing for a few years. I'm over this kind of shit. So, and who's getting screwed? We're getting screwed. And what can we do? Look at how they separate us. Yeah. Who's on the council? Who do they pick for the council? They pick attorneys to come on here? People with a legal background? Nah, they don't. But people that want to do something, but in this deal, you got to know what you're talking about. That's what this thing is about. And in that, under the spirit of democracy that the United States evolves, in that, they cannot undo that shit. That's where we hang them. So right now, as best as we can get from this is what? We either agree or we disagree. If the Ohana, for who has said what, they agree. Glenn has written down the whole conversation into a contract with an audit provision, as I'm led to believe. They have to conform. It's not the owner can, oh, I don't want to. That's bullshit. He's got to. He can reject, then there's no burial plan. So the owners now have the option of what? They don't have to do mitigation. They can go to litigation. So that's the reality here. So we got to get beyond the emotion and just deal with the facts. So.
Question.
Viola?
Yeah, I want to make something clear. What exactly are we voting on? The changes to the burial treatment plan because of the consultation, yes or no?
Go ahead, Lon.
The motion that I made, I know it was very long-winded, but it was not accepting it. It was a recommendation not to accept it as is, but to accept it with consideration for because there were maybe five numbered items that in the consultation were discussed. And when I had talked earlier with the Ohana in this meeting, I had asked them, are you okay with this? Are you okay with that? Are you okay with this? And they said, these ones are okay. Number two is not. We are not okay with number two. And so my motion said, basically everything that the Ohana is okay with, we are okay with. This thing that the Ohana feels is not appropriate, that they would like to see change, we also would like to see change. We support that they want this change. So we would recommend that Shifty accept this burial treatment plan, given that they make these changes that the Ohana has asked and communicated that they want changed. So it's not, so Diane had said, you know, right now the owner is saying 20-foot buffer. And Diane said, we want 35-foot permanent buffer. And the owner, and she also said, you know, the owner had said, I think 20-foot buffer and a 15-foot no build easement. And she said 35-foot permanent buffer with a rock wall and 10-foot no build easement up to, so 45 feet total with 150-foot vertical clearance at the 35-foot permanent buffer. That in my motion, the motion that I made, I said those need to be included. Our recommendation is that those need to be included before you accept. So that is what, if I'm mistaken, please correct me, Ohana, but from what I understand, everything else in the BTP has met your standards except for that. So that was the only thing I included as a change that needs to happen in as far as our recommendations go.
You need to reword the motion.
Yeah,
the motion in itself, you can't say consideration. They will consider it.
Oh, I made the motion earlier.
Listen, you have to use the language of the letter. You have to be specific. These are the things you're proposing. They have to be specific, not for consideration, but mandated. This is the offer. The wall has to be a certain length. The specificity has got to be there. That's what you have to have in your motion. So if that isn't included, this motion should be dumped and another motion should be put on the table that we-
It was included in the motion.
It was included. I was
very, very specific and I corrected
it. Consideration.
Was wrong.
Consideration is
no,
a wrong
No, I didn't
word.
Say consideration earlier. I was saying that now, but-
Okay, so
like,
this is what I'm confused. What we're saying before, what we're saying now.
I'll restate straight. The motion.
Now I'm a council member here. I don't want to hear bullshit from anyone.
I'll restate the motion again.
Members or anyone?
Whoa.
What are we talking about and what are we saying?
We're going to call for recess, folks. We don't need this stuff, man.
Okay? I can restate the motion.
I didn't hear consideration either in the initial motion either. I did not hear that. But again, I appreciate Law asking the question is that with the exception of that permanent buffer and the vertical buffer, does the family agree with the rest of the barrel treatment plan?
Question.
Just be specific.
Number four, Garrett says he will maintain the property. Joel Whitney says he'll do it, but Bob says because of liability, he wants to do it. What did the family agree?
We haven't.
Okay, so what are we voting on? They haven't agreed. That's no agreement. That's what I wanted. You'd have it.
I lost my cousin. Where is Diane?
So if there's no agreement.
No longer
If there's no agreement, what we shouldn't vote on it.
Well, again, at this point in time, unfortunately, because of a time limit that's been put on these documents, the 90 days has come to pretty much its end. And again, as mentioned, if we don't make some kind of determination, Shifty will do it on our behalf.
They cannot make an agreement.
But when I asked Diane earlier,
it's up to Shifty to do that because the 90 days have passed or is getting close. So we can either vote to accept or not to accept. But again, the way I understood Law's initial motion was to. Again,
the 90 days is administrative. It's not the law. It's an administrative rule that can be amended. We are here appointed by the law. Our decision by common law.
Hey, Clifford, how do you amend the law, Clifford? How do you amend the law?
By calling Shifty on their process to say that this condition did not fit. And they're not going to dictate that, no, you have to follow this. It removes the fact that we're here as a council to discuss these issues, to come to an agreement. This is why with Glenn, I asked, is there an audit provision? He said, yes, that's the hammer in this deal. It's got to be audited. It's not just one time pow. So this is what I'm saying. You got to understand
I've always agreed with your audit provisions, but we also heard from the Attorney General, unfortunately, one time that cannot be included. Again, I understand we keep pushing the bar and like we did last week, and I have no problem with that.
No, but that's their opinion. But their opinion isn't the rule. This is where the court comes in and rules on that.
See, and therein is a major discrepancy of your democracy in that there's always this checks and balances where somebody's gotta always balance somebody else or check somebody else out. And then we gotta wait for a ruling to decide whether or not that's actually true or not.
That's what we do through our petition.
That's the only flaw I see. Okay, so do we want the motion or not, folks? Because I want to call for the vote so we can, because we definitely now apparently we don't have an agreement on some other provisions within this barrel treatment plan. For example, the maintenance, just brought up the maintenance of this property.
We actually go back to that. Is Diane back on? Because I did go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had mentioned there's. Five things. Number five was that Ikaika spoke to the family asking about a second access. She had said that was no longer on the Paul. Yeah.
That's
four,
correct.
The family that no non-family members be allowed. This is something that I did not read, and I'm so sorry. No non-family members be allowed. And she said, yes, that's something they agreed on. But what the notes say in consultation is that Bob Garrett would maintain the property, but Joel Whitney, who has family members buried at the plot, has agreed to maintain. Was that approved? Do you know Joel Whitney?
Yeah, no. Joel Whitney is a a distant relative.
And so that's whom, for liability reasons, Bob was concerned about power tools and mowing and maintaining, but that Joel Whitney would continue to maintain the burial site. Apparently he maintains it.
It's okay for him to maintain it, but the family would like to do some of the maintenance of it as well, especially the rock wall that's around.
That's guaranteed.
Okay. That's guaranteed. Yeah, in the other sections. Okay, so that one, we did address number 4 on Akala Waiola. They did say that they feel pono with that. And again, because Clifford was diligent about the audit provision, I think there are future potential if they want to revisit this, correct, Glenn?
Yeah.
On some sort of legal level. So then going back to it and Diane, please let me know if that motion, it's so long, I'm so sorry, but the motion, and I'll repeat it. The motion is that the Hawaii Island Burial Council recommends that SHPD accept the burial treatment plan in its current drafted form with the alterations that, or with the amendments that the 20-foot permanent buffer be changed to a 35-foot permanent buffer with a rock wall with an additional 10-foot no-build easement extending beyond the 35-foot permanent buffer and a 150-foot vertical within and at the 35-foot permanent buffer line.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay, other family members? With regards to the is there a second to the motion? We got the motion from Law. Is there a second? Okay, Kalena, second. Maikaino, mahalo. So motion's been made by Kalena, and I mean, motion been made by Law and seconded by Kalena. Any further discussion on the motion, folks? Anybody? Clifford?
So the council is led to believe that the Ohana supports this motion. Yes or no?
That's what I'm led to believe, yes.
Okay. Can you want to come in today at 12?
Okay, anything else? Anybody else?
I'm wondering, in terms of discussion, if the family, we have all lineal descendants except for Nicole, who's a cultural descendant, would they like to just raise their hand and tell us, should we walk away or shall we vote on this? What is it that you guys want? Because we are here to serve the families, the lineal descendants and cultural descendants, and it would sure make our work easier. But they do need to know that after 90 days, it is out of our hands, and there's different laws in place that will allow SHPD to make decisions. And also with that in mind, Kay has been sitting right here with Chris hearing everything. So they are going to advocate for what we are thinking about and what we promote and want to, what we see as pono. I'm also irritated that the landowner never showed up. This is the third meeting we've had, and I asked Glenn, where is he? And you know, I think he's just hiding. And so like Uncle Des was saying, I don't like his ano. It doesn't sound like we probably would like it either. But if we could send a message saying, this is what we want, since you're not gonna show up and justify why you need to have it that way and be so close to the cemetery, I just would like to hear what his manao is, not just assume that he can get whatever he wants after the third meeting. Well, the point is, after 90 days, it is gonna go to SHPD. Kay has been listening, and Chris, they know what the manawa is. But I would like to know, before we vote, you guys, family, Ohana, just, you know, raise your hand, like, yes, I want you guys to vote on this measure, or no, a thumbs down, so that we have a clearer path to understand what you guys want. Thanks.
I'm just gonna speak from my heart. When we, I was brought on just recently. I'm not a law professor. This is my first time with any type of counsel. And so I feel very uncomfortable speaking. So I'm just going to say what I'm feeling. In the two time, I think the one time that I that we had the meeting with Mr. Garrett, when the family asked him specific questions, he's just skirted the questions, didn't answer directly, or if he answered, it was more like he was just saying what we wanted to hear. From in my heart, I'm disappointed that he's using our family name as his company name and representing himself as, you know, like a friend of the Hawaiian culture. And he may be, but I mean, who uses somebody else's Hawaiian name for their company and then start and use that for leverage and say that he's starting another company and he's, you know, going to only hire Kanaka and things like that. It didn't feel right for me. So in his meetings with our family, we are saying that we want the 35, we wanted a 45 foot permanent buffer. I think, Diane, you can speak. We came to an agreement that we would accept no less than 35 feet. We wanted 45 feet. We wanted to protect those, that ground, that sacred ground. But we came to a decision that we would accept minimum 35 feet. We have some family members that don't want to accept anything. They believe that entire property, and I believe that entire property is sacred. But he bought it. So can I recommend, how can I recommend to the council that they approve? What I want to see is I want to see a BTP plan that is formal, that has all of the stuff written in it, all of the changes that are written in it, so that we can look it over, review it, and then agree on it, instead of having all of these separate pages. I appreciate Glenn's all his hard work. I can't even imagine having to do that. But for me, I would like to see something formal with everything formalized in it. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Maile. Mahalo. Diane?
Yes, thank you, Councilmember. I agree. We all agree with Miley, and the majority of the family did have some sense of negativity just listening to that one meeting with Mr. Garrett. Me personally don't want to be friends. We just want to make sure that the preservation is intact, that the family can go up there and pay their respects. But also to let the council member know that in 2020, he changed the property class from conservation to agriculture. So that's why he's planning on doing a lot of the agriculture.
I think we lost Diane.
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Diane.
Okay, I'm not sure where we left off.
Changing it from agriculture, from conservation, yes, to agriculture.
So back in 2020, the owner went ahead and changed it from conservation to agriculture with, to what Ikaiko has informed us was that the family agreed to the change by giving Ikaiko Marzo's name.
Okay, is that it, Diane? Daryl, you have anything you want to be adding at this time?
I think he's typing.
Oh, Nicole, Daryl having Pilikia talking today, so he's chatting, yeah? So he's chatting. So Daryl says that he wants to say that he agrees with Diane. He agrees with Diane. That's what he says here in his chat. Okay, just so we know there. Okay. Then I'm going to presume that's Daryl's statement. Nicole?
I would defer to the lineal descendants, but at the same time, I would support the changes to the burial treatment plan. I would like you folks to make that recommendation and determination today, only because I don't want Ship D putting their, into this, and then they make the final decision, because sometimes it's not always in the best interest of the families. So I would just, I'm in support of you folks going ahead, and because I think it's everything's been brought to the table, and I like what Law said and what she's sharing, and I also like what Capono said. So everybody has good points, and thank you so much. And thank you, Kalena, for asking the descendants what they want. And I think it's important. So that's my stance. And thank you.
Hello, Nicole. And real quickly, Daryl did also add in his chat that he wanted to also say that Bob used the Kaika's name to apply the ag permit without his say. And, so Daryl wanted to include that as well. Okay. Who is that? Raise your hand. Miley, you have something you want to add?
I did have a question, but I just lost it.
What about that?
Oh my goodness. Keep on going. I think, oh goodness, I forgot it. I'm so sorry.
A few more seconds to think about
it. Des, he's on the road. He lost his Wi-Fi, so he's outside trying to get Wi-Fi, but he said he's logging back in.
Okay, thank you, Kalena. Mahalo.
So I remember my question. Thank you. So you're going to make the recommendation to Shifty, and what happens next when the property owner does not agree with the family's request of 35-foot permanent buffer and the 10-foot no build?
From my understanding, correct me, council members. So again, Kea isn't here. Kalena made a good point. Kea and Jordan. Kea and Chris are listening. Shifty would tell the landowner that they would basically. The way that the motion is phrased is that we're accepting it, but without the changes made, we're advising them, basically, you're rejecting this burial treatment. We're telling them, we recommend that you do not accept it in its current state. It's the reason it's phrased as accepting is really so that we could say with these amendments. So we're giving them very specific instructions on what we think needs to change. Then Shifty, I think, in that sense, would see that recommendation, and again, the decision is theirs, but they're here. They're good people. That's their power. They have the power to approve or reject this BTP. So the landowner does not have the power to approve his own BTP. He's going to have to.
Where do you put your vaccination cards?
In the hub. Hold on. That's Diane. There she goes. Okay.
Okay. So Shifty would say, you have to make these changes. You have to make these changes. He can't, at that point, he could stand there and stomp his feet, but that's about as far as that goes from what I would understand. I don't want it to seem as if I agree with the Ohana. I support the Ohana. What I'm thinking of right now is that if we make a recommendation to Shifty to reject this BTP with no additional background,
versus making it to accept with all the changes that the Ohana wants, you know, and that's not to say that you, like Clifford said, this is just the mitigation part. If you want to, everything else that's happening, there are ways to address those issues. There are ways for your Ohana to continue pursuing legal matters on this property. But getting this space protected through that time period on the interim is, as you all had mentioned, of the utmost importance. And making sure that the BTP is where you want it, that's the effort that's being put into making this motion. If we don't make a motion, it just goes to SHPD with absolutely no on the record guidance from the advisory council. Because if we don't make a motion, even if it's in our minutes, it doesn't apply the same way in how lay people terms. So that's, I just wanted to speak that because everything I'm hearing is very, it's very heavy. So I'm just, yeah.
Thank you very much. I have one more question though. On all of the comments, it's specifically to Bob Garrett, and it says like on the additional notes, Bob Garrett will maintain the property. I'm assuming that in the BTP, it's the landowner, right? Because we're talking about for future. Yeah. And so what happens if when Joel dies? You know, I mean, it's, he says Joel Whitney will maintain the burial site. So, I mean, it can't just be that specific for 100 years from now and 200 years from now. So I just want to make sure that in the wording, it's the landowner. The landowner will maintain the property, correct?
It is.
And, you know, when Bob was speaking to us in the last meeting, he said that he's not going to sell the land and it's going to be in a trust and things like that. And his son will continue on with what he thinks. But, you know, we all know that things change and stuff like that. So I just want to make sure that in writing, it's the landowner.
Yeah. In the maintenance section and also the access, the property owner is responsible for maintaining the property, the burial, and also the access route.
Okay. And future owners cannot deny us using that easement, the driveway. That's to go
correct.
Up.
But future owners have to abide by the terms of this burial treatment plan.
And I'm sorry, I'm rehashing this. I don't know.
Yeah, Glenn, you might want to mention the audit provision to make sure that there's clarity and what she's led to believe.
Yeah, we have it in there that there would be inspection for compliance. And generally what happens nowadays is DoCare takes care of all of that. So someone files a complaint with DoCare, DoCare goes out there with SHPD and they inspect. There's a notice of infraction that Sean Malamali has been working on. And then violation. So if there is an infraction, so DoCare would investigate it. They question people, they take testimony, and then they issue a violation. That's generally what happens with archaeological sites and burial sites included.
And can you define DoCare?
You know, I've been using the term forever, but I don't even know. It's part of the BLM, which is the Board of Land Management. It's really weird. Okay. But they're officers, they're police officers.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, DoCare is a division of conservation and resources enforcement.
Yeah.
Division of right.
Clifford, you're muted. Uncle Clifford, you're muted.
DoCare enforces the law. They're just like the cops, as Glenn said.
Okay.
And the provision is convoluted, it's lengthy, but it gives you an opportunity to challenge the discrepancy, whatever that might be. No?
And Glenn, you had also made comment. I thought I heard that the property owner agreed to not cut the coconut trees now.
As long as it doesn't pose a danger, there's no reason for him to cut them. He doesn't want to cut them. He said he would not cut them. And that was a question that Uncle Daryl had. You know, he had actually put to me in an email that he sent. So I checked with the property owner just to make sure, and the property owner, Bob Garrett, said, nope, I'm not going to cut them.
Glenn, you're talking within the 35-foot buffer zone,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, okay. Within the, yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, council members, anything else? Family members first, anything else you'd like to add? Miley, did all your questions get answered so far? Okay, no. Mahalo, I'm glad to hear that. Diane, anything else?
No, mahalo, council members.
Yeah. Daryl, anything else? Just wait, brother's typing, I'm sure it looks like, no, okay, nothing else you said. Council members, anything else before we call for the vote? Do we need to have that vote, that motion are stated one more time? I think everybody got it. Council members, for sure. Okay, then I guess everybody has it, so. Okay, this Daryl did type in here that one of the knee was next to the grave, but again, we've been told that anything within the 35-foot permanent buffer zone will not be cut, correct? That's what I just heard earlier?
Correct.
Just for clarification. Okay, just for clarification. Thank you. Mahalo, Daryl. Okay, so council members, it's time for us to vote. Okay, all those in favor of the motion that was made by Law and seconded by Kalena, please stipulate by raising your hand and saying aye. Aye. Okay. All those opposed, aole. Okay, so at this point in time, the motion is carried. Mahalo, council members, and mahalo, family members, for being here today. Excuse me, mahalo, lineal descendants, for being here today and sharing your ike and your manawa with us so that we can hopefully render a better decision at this point in time. Anything else? Glenn, thank you very much, Glenn.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thanks for all your hard work. Thank you.
We stand very
courageous. Mahalo.
He Hayes Brown. I appreciate that. Mahalo. Mm-hmm. Mahalo for that, brother, always. And thank you, family members, for being here. Mahalo Nui Loa. Please be safe. Take care of yourselves and your families. And then, council members, we will go into agenda item H. Okay. Mahalo Nui. Hui ho, Daryl. Hui ho, Diane. You're more than welcome to stay on if you want. The whole thing, but we need to go. Hui ho. Yeah. You're more than welcome to stay on the whole meeting. But hui ho. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, item H is an update on burial sites numbers 50-10-46-21-21792-21793-21794 located in Kumukahi, Kula, Aupua'a, Puna District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, colon open parentheses 3, close parentheses 1-4-002-092. Again, this is information discussion update on the above item. Now, I know, Kalena, you had asked for this to be agendized. On behalf of Keone and
Keone Kalave asked to be on the agenda for an update. Oh. Is he here?
I don't see him. Keone, you here? Or Keiki? I don't recognize him. No, I don't. I see us. I see Louis. I see Kimo. I see CJ.
Okay. Well, he has to be put on.
Okay, folks, then we will move on to agenda item I then. Everybody okay with that? Moving on, and we'll, maybe he'll come on in a little while. We can always go back to that agenda item a little bit later. Okay, we hope he will, but I know they requested to be on the agenda, correct, Kalena?
I'll send it. They did. I got an email. I'll send him a text right now and let him know he's on the agenda, and we're waiting for him.
See, you know, if you don't mind doing that, that'd be greatly appreciated, and we'll continue on with the next set of descendancy claims. Okay, mahalo nui. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so we're going to go into agenda item I, and this is two Hawaiian and Borough Council members from Hinano Rajuig's History and Cultural Branch Chief, descendancy recognition application of Clement K. Kanuha III to unidentified human skeletal remains located in Kaumalumalu, Ahupua'a, North Kona District, Island of Hawaii. TMK, colon, open parentheses, 3, close parentheses, 7-7-004, colon, 057, and 058. For the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal cultural descendant claim to the unidentified skeletal remains at the above property, the named individual below has submitted an application to the Department of Land and Natural Resources, State Historic Preservation Division, SHPD, for assessment and verification pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-35. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of genealogical connections to a native Hawaiian ancestor who once resided and or buried in the same Aupuaa district where the unidentified skeletal remains are located or originated from. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogy connecting himself to Leleo Hoku, owner of RP Royal Patent 9971. Therefore, the SHPD recommends that the HIBC recognize Clement K. Kanua III as a cultural descendant. Okay, so this is a cultural descendancy claim, folks. Clement, you with us?
Hey, aloha kako.
Aloha.
Mana. How are you guys?
Solid. Boy,
I got 5 minutes. I'm one of the planning commissioners, and there's a subdivision that I'm not really too fond of that I really want to cast my vote on that they're trying to push through. So, just moving and just to say a few words. My ohana here, I come from a very strong line of Hawaiians and Kanaka Maoli. We protect these areas, Kau Malu Malu, Hololo 1, Hololo 2, Hololo 3, Pu'opua, going all the way down. Our family has been very influential in trying to make sure we can protect these areas. As a recognized lineal descendant, not only for this project, we want to make sure Iwi Kupuna is protected, but for things moving down the line, that if someone's going to do something up on the hill in that Aupuaa, I want to make sure we have a say.
Okay. Clement, you do know that this is a cultural recognition claim, yeah, not a lineal descendancy.
This is a cultural way where we went to, but I have some palapala I'm going to be presenting to Christian that will be coming back up to you guys as well.
Mahalo, brother. I just want to make sure we clear. Mahalo.
So yeah.
Knowing that we can always move up to the next one with more information. Mahalo, Nui.
All right. Yeah.
A motion that we accept Mr. Konuha's petition.
Mahalo, Nui. Second?
Yeah, second.
Motion been made by Clifford and seconded by Kalena that we accept Clement K. Kanua's petition as a cultural descendant to Hawaiian skeletal remains located in Kau Malu Malu Aupuaa, North Kona District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, (3)(7-7-004)-057 and 058. A discussion, anybody? Don't look at any discussion, then let's call for the vote. All those in favor, please stipulate by saying aye. Okay, all those opposed, aole. Okay, the motion is unanimous. Mahalo, brother, you have been recognized, at least for now, as a cultural descendant. Thank you.
Mahalo nui, ohana. Hey, Uncle Dez, Uncle Cliff, all you guys, uncles and aunties. Mahalo nui for all you guys doing, you guys' hard work. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Mahalo. And go get the planning committee. They're your manao now, bro. Mahalo.
Yeah. No, we had two things that came up, and like I said, can't disclose, but I'm not too happy about it, so. I want to make sure my vote is cast and I can actually question these guys. So, mahalo nui. Thank you.
Aloha, Uncle Jim. Aloha. Okay, next one is item J. And again, this is a descendancy recognition application of Jim Madera Sr. to unidentified human skeletal remains located in Kau Malu Malu Aupuaa, North Kona District, Island of Hawaii, TMK, (3)(7-7-004)-057 and 058 for the purpose of establishing and substantiating a lineal cultural descendant claim to the unidentified skeletal remains at the above property. The named individual below has submitted an application to the Department of Land and Natural Resources, State Historic Preservation Division, SHPD, for assessment and verification pursuant to Hawaii Administrative Rules 13-300-35. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of genealogical connections to a native Hawaiian ancestor who once resided and or buried in the same Aupuaa district where the unidentified skeletal remains are located or originated from. In this case, the applicant has been previously recognized as a cultural descendant to other native Hawaiian skeletal remains located within this TMK. Therefore, SHPD recommends that the HIBC recognize Jim Madera Sr. as a cultural descendant. Aloha, mai. Jimmy, how you doing, brother? Aloha.
Aloha, brother. Aloha. Aloha, council members. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Akua, for this day. And if I may, I just wanted to find out from Chris, what is the update on the whole situation there at Kau Malu Malu?
at this desecrated site.
Oh, that item is on the agenda. It's going to come up, two items.
Yeah.
For an update about that, got to wait till later.
Because it's on the agenda for the update.
Okay.
Yeah, in the section on inadvertent communications, Jimmy, right now it is scheduled as item A, an update on the inadvertent discovery of the remains in that Ahupua.
Okay, if I make this suggestion, Council, that we got to still be vigilant about this because, you know, the state's still going to make the last call. But I never get an update, I got to wait till later. So this is what I'm going to say now, and I might say some more later because it's the same thing. My concern is that the council made an awesome move the last time for vote in favor of leaving them in place. And the hard thing will be now is that the department, who is just administrative, can still make the call above this department, above the council. And the council is truly for us. Listening to you guys today, I really love this council that's over there right now. Because everybody got the same kind of love for helping Kupuna, help the Ohana, more than because they're paying attention that they're not there for the state. They're there for our Kupuna and our culture. And when you make such a good recommendation to leave them in place, and it just flies above Chris Dam, it's going to fly up above, where somebody who never hear everything, who never feel everything, who not from this island, no more a passion of this burial council, can make a decision and say, well, I don't care what you guys think. I'll take out a couple and I'll leave a couple. And that's the fear I get because I've seen that happen plenty of times. And I feel that still can happen here. We gotta be strong, man. We gotta be vigilant. Because they all gotta stay. We don't care about the road that they like build because they never do their job good enough. So I'm concerned about, you know, where we gonna go from here when they say we're gonna move some or we're gonna move them all. You know, that's where I'm at, where my concern is over there. We got the easy back home. One container was put over there. And we put all the EV back inside there where it belongs, on the aina, on the site. So that much has happened. And I'm pretty sure right now we're just going to be waiting for people who never come on the aina to make a decision. And that's where my concern is, Council. Thank you.
Mahalo, Jimmy. Always thank you very much. Always appreciate it. Council members, any questions for Jimmy at this point in time?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, you know, so Brunner had a question, and I know it's on the agenda or whatever, but based upon his conversation with us right now, it's clear that the state is not making their message clear to the people that they're impacting. So, can you just answer Brunner's question he had that I know it's on the agenda later, but he has some concern about that. Can share with him what's going on with that, please?
Yeah, Chris can give an update, but just a little background. So the reason everything's a little tricky with this is because half of the other descendant wants to relocate. So not all the descendants are in favor of preserving place.
And who is that descendant? Which one of us is divided? We like know who the division, just like the family before us. They was divided by people like Richard Ha. I knew that from the minute he was there. He's pro-development, even though he claimed Ohana. Now we get other people over here. More Ohana. Want to go that way. I want to know who they are. Because we're going to fight our hardest. We'll protest that project, I'm telling you. We'll go on this really hard this is not something that I'm going to be like lost. I've been in this a long time. So I'm hoping that they listen to the Island Burial Council, because this is the people of this Aina over here, of this Imoko. Yes, they're in reserve that right to do this pilau on their own. But when you have a whole council, they make a decision. Now, what you're trying to say? Okay, one or two other people that's pro-development now have no care for their EV, who think that moving the EV is good. That's what I feel. And I'm not going to go for that. If we got to go lawsuit, we're going. But really, you guys got to be on our side. More hard. You got to tell your boss, whoever it is, he needs to listen to the recommendation of the Barrel Council and of the descendants. So if you get one that are developed, what that means? We dig out half our kupuna, so everybody happy? That ain't going to happen. Sorry for getting all emotional, members of the council, because this is a very emotional, very serious moment. We worked many, many years. Many years in the burial council, in the court, in all different places, to stop digging up our kupuna completely. We have reburied with you and Norman at Hokulea, but those are in smash them to pieces. We didn't collect everyone. They didn't collect all the pieces. Smash into pieces. We put them right back where it was, found. And we stay there. The house will move. The land never gets sold. We don't care, because our job is just a kupuna. So in this case too, I'm concerned that now we get one person or two who want to dig up the kupuna and think that it's all good. We're talking 30 years, 20 plus years of keeping them in place. We don't want to go back to where we was 30 years ago. We put in all our kupunas in monuments out of the way for people's stuff. We didn't work for this. So I just very passionate about leaving our kupuna alone. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Mahalo nui, sorry. Sorry, everybody. Kalamai, kalamai.
Mahalo, KL, for sharing. Appreciate.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Yeah, and so, I mean, just to kind of add on, so part of the reason we put the update on for those inadvertents, those are the two that no determinations have been made. And so because there is division in, you know, the descendants, you know, we're kind of going to rely on you guys to make that call.
Mahalo nui.
Yeah. Auntie Nicole expressed her what she felt, and also CJ expressed what he wanted for these two, which was to have them relocated, because, well, his justification was that they were family, so he wanted them to be together, be put back together into a preservation area. For seven and eight, the two that are right now in the utility trench.
In the trenches, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're not in the utility trench. Let's get this really clear. They're where they belong. They stay at home. They're in perfect place. It's the utility trench and the roadways that are out of place. Let's not get out of perspective of where and who belong where. Thank you.
Mahalo.
Okay, I understand that, Jimmy. I'm not trying to fight or anything. I was just concerned about making the reinterment site and putting all the EV up at number 4. Up on the top, because I don't want to have, I was wanting to share my manao. We put everything what we have now in the preserve, because that's the portion that they can't touch, and leave the landscape the way it is, We don't need a trail because I think the association doesn't want to build us a trail to get into the preserve. And I don't want to have to go into a gated community and have to go visit Kupuna up there at the top. That was just my manao. That's all I share. I'm not saying we'll dig them out and everything. But that was my concern for the ones that are out. We need to find a place for them. And I was just wondering if it would be a good idea to put them in the preserve, find one place, and then just leaving the preserve in its natural state. Of course, the association is going to have to clear out the preservation and cut all the poor trees, make them nice. And I'm all for that, but they don't have to build me a trail because I think that was part of the reason why they didn't want to have the burials in the preserve, because then the association would have to build us on trail or access. I don't care about access. I'll climb over the rocks if I have to go visit my kupuna. But that's just my manao. And I think for that part, number four, I don't know. I don't know what's going to be happening with that one. And whatever the state decides is whatever. So I don't know. Yes, we did return the EV. I did bring it down. No, I'm not Paul. But Uncle Jimmy did say that we had returned the EV on the Thursday. Auntie Lehulu came and all the people that are connected to the area. And we had a nice bring back to the Aina. I just wanted to let you folks know that, members of the Barrel Council. And I return number one, number six, number five, and number three individual. And they're back on the Aina. We went in prior to that, myself and a co-worker, and we darkened the inside of the trailer. So no sunshine is shining on the EV because sunshine was shining on the basket. So we made four in there because the EV has to be in four. So we put all the EV in four and then cleaned up the area, made it real nice. And then when we brought the EV back, everybody but Lay, and we did our whole kupu and stuff. So that's a little report back to you folks from my point of my eye. Thank you.
Are you Paul now?
Yes, I'm Paul
now. Okay, Council, if I may, reflect on what all you just heard. You just heard about our EV getting dig up, taken home, leaving the property, leaving where they're from, kept by archaeologists, people who decide on their own, all the way from last year, September, that they're going to start disinterring our kupuna without letting all the rest of us know. It's not like she don't know me. They know, because we've been buried kupuna between September and today, before we get into this whole place over here. And they never say nothing that they're digging up all the kupuna over there. You heard her say, oh, one, number four, number five, number eight, number six. What's going on? In real archaeology, even in their science, after two burials, it becomes a concentration. It falls under different protection and different and higher protocols that was all avoided by these people. And they get the craziness to dig them out, take them home, knowing that we exist. And we ain't gonna allow that. Because we don't care about whether the homeowners like make us one trail to the preserve. It's not what we worry about, the homeowner. We don't worry about the owner, but because my cousin worked for the owners, because she worked for the archaeologist company that broke all the rules and dig out our kupuna with all the proper protocols of notifying the rest of us, we would never allow them to touch a single fragment until all of this is done in a pono polole way. What was done was...
Why are you going that way again, Jimmy?
Oh my goodness. Be quiet.
You'll be quiet.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you. Because I'm talking serious stuff about actual facts, facts that affect me. That's why I went and petitioned you guys to come here and pay attention to this. And you guys felt it. You saw it. You understood it. You made a decision on it, staying in place. Now these same people who dig them out, trying to play a descending card and to still keep them out.
I'm not playing descending card. No, I'm not playing no descending card. Good. That's what you say. That's what you say. I did everything you would ask. I would bring them back. And I was keeping them. I was taking care of them. Yeah, no. 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 No, and I didn't make that decision.
This is being taken care of for you guys somewhere else. Please, not during our meeting.
Yeah,
right now.
We're going to finish
right
this now? Up, bro. This is not going to ever happen. Sorry, counsel. No. I want to continue with my thing. I don't need her getting involved because she said how many bones she didn't dig out. She will tell you how many they dug up, and she took them all. And she thinks she brought in a favor to bring it back. She never do a favor. She was forced to bring them back home.
Hey, I was doing you a favor. I did not.
Mahalo, mahalo. Okay, council members, we're actually here to either accept this recognition or not.
God.
Okay, that's where we're at right now. Okay.
Right.
Yes, Clifford.
So
the agenda item was.
I just want to share with everybody, you know. We under this holy rule, but we cannot come out only. Why don't we do it how we're supposed to? Why don't you guys ho'oponopono? Why don't we do that?
Wait.
Let me finish. Kalamai, let me finish.
You don't accept my forgiveness.
Kalamai, let me finish.
Nicole, council members have the floor, please. Clifford, carry on, please.
So if we would ho'oponopono, then come here. Under this holy thing to make them right. So we all agree. We all owe everyone. We got these differences. Talking about the differences. How are we going to come together? We're just going to be more far apart. And so this court, this holy action, not going to fix that. But we have that now. We have ho'oponopono. When you know guys do that, find that way. Then come here and we can put this thing together and help everybody. But how are we going to help now? Just making holy. I don't do that. You're Kanaka here. What's the problem? Yeah.
I just show everybody. I know how.
I'm just putting the offer on the table. That's us all.
Thank you. That would be great if the EV was safe and going where it belongs. The whole ho'oponopono is done at that very minute. There's not going to be ho'oponopono when somebody's trying to dig them out, move them all over, worried about developers and whether they're making you a trail and put you in gated community. That's our kupuna's home already. So for me, I love ho'oponopono. I love peace. But this is my passion and my calling has been for a long time to protect this kupuna iwi, and I will continue doing it. I would love to do it in a sweet little peace. This is about hemo. And keep it out and maybe hammer more and make way for development. I'm so sorry, council member, that I can't see a ho'oponopono for what? I am never gonna agree that we're gonna move that easy. You know, that's the stand that I take all the time. It's the stand I've lived with for the last many years. And I've gone sometimes a lonely battle of suing, litigating huge things. And I never needed the help of anyone, but, you know, we're all learning that if we can get together, use all the pieces that's made for protect our kupuna iwi to help the cause of protection. I can drive you on a from all the highways and everything. It makes me so sad to see. Oh, we got 300 over here that was in the way of something. You know, that only layout was supposed to be cut in half, but Ali Highway, it was my own. My and a few on I say, what is
this? Me, at this point in time, we can't even hear a single. I can't hear anything you're saying. It's coming in all garbled.
Okay, I can talk slower.
Just so
Dr. Kehlani Wahine Heyao, right next to Kamualamalu, was supposed to be cut in half by the Ali'i Highway. We went advocate for our kupuna over there, even in that spot we're talking about today, for not be impacted by that kind of stuff. And that road, when they redesigned around it, and that got dedicated into a different thing. So I've been over there long enough, you know, and loving and long time already, and it's going to be difficult for me to ever agree that the kupuna got to get out of the way. That's such a sacred, powerful area. Thank you again, Council. Sorry that this is super serious.
Now, council members, though, we do have this leniency claim that we need to finish up. We have not made a motion and or voted on it yet, so I would like to do that, please.
Does Jimmy want to be recognized? Because I wasn't sure. We went right past that agenda item. Do you still want to be recognized, Jimmy, as a cultural descendant for this on this agenda item?
Yes. I already recognized, but not this exact property and this exact area. Yes, the answer.
I'd like to make a motion that we recognize Jimmy Medeiros on this item to this burial.
Second.
Okay, so motion's been made by Kalena and seconded by Ala that we accept Jimmy Medeiros as a cultural descendant to this this is the recognition application of Jim Medeiros Sr. to identify the human skeletal remains located in Kaumalumalu, Aupua, North Kona District, Island of Hawaii. TMK, open parentheses 3, close parentheses 7-7-004:057-058. Any further discussion, folks? And again, this will ship these recommendations, yeah? Okay, all those in favor of this recommendation, please stipulate by saying aye and hapaiku lima. Aye. All those opposed? Okay, the motion is carried. So mahalo nui. Okay, so that's done. Okay, now we're in item K of the agenda. Again, discussion on Hawaii and Borough Council membership roles and responsibilities. I have nothing. Anybody else have anything? If anything, refer to your black book. No, just joking. Yeah. Their Bible. They're points of reference. Let me put it that way. I bet that's the better way to put it. Yeah? Mahalo. You're smiling. I think you know what I'm talking about. Mahalo nui. Okay. Now we're going to go into section 5. That's the inadvertent communications. And right now we have two in this area. A, of course, is the update that we've been talking about that has been going on right now, this discussion or argument, whichever way it's going. Okay, you've heard a lot already on item A. Yes, Kalena?
I was wanting to request a site visit rather than seeing the arguments during our meeting between the cultural descendants, which I appreciate the passion and all of this, but we get nothing. Like, it's not, the information we're getting is dulled with anger, and I would like to go and see the place in person. I would like to see what is the subdivision? I just would like to go and see so we can get the energetic, vibration of that area, and it's all more articulated for us. It would benefit all of us if we could have a site visit at this area. That is my request.
Mahalo nui, Kalena.
Second Kalena's request.
Okay, so a request been made by Kalena and seconded by Clifford, that we have a site visit to this specific area so we can get the visual ourselves. Yeah. Okay. All those in favor of that request, please stipulate by saying aye. Aye.
In support of that coordination with Nakala, Jimmy, with Nicole, I have actually visited this site as well since I'm in the Kona area, just alone.
Well,
I think it's a really great idea. I think we should all see it.
Yeah, I totally agree that the whole council should be able to walk these lands wherever these issues are at. At the least, for sure, the representatives that are in that district for sure should be doing that, and at the least. But in this case, I think we should all be doing it. Before, we used to be able to do that all the time. We actually would do site visits first, and then we'd have our meetings afterwards. after we did a site visit. But of course, then the meetings went till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But we at least saw before we started making decisions. And then and we walked the line with the lineal and cultural descendants. But it's been a while since that's happened. Just FYI. But yes, mahalo for that recommendation. Request. Totally agree with that.
Okay. For your beautiful suggestion. And I might add, your hair is beautiful. I love it.
Hey, bro, what about mine? I like yours, all right? Calamai. Try to make light, you know, so we can smile. Yes, brother.
On the site visit, you guys either going to do Malone or you guys going to invite us? Because Nicole work over there, yeah? So if you're going to have one side, you got to have the other side. Because I like make sure that the council always have the whole story.
I think, personally, if I could say it, I think I can support coordinating us all.
No.
Or Jordan, I mean, Kea can.
Jordan?
This has to be agendized. So this is going to be, it doesn't have to happen on the, you know, the regular burial council meeting days. We can pick any date that everybody's available to go, but it does have to be agendized. It has to meet Sunshine Law requirements, meaning at least 5 members need to be present.
Okay.
So it will be open to the public as well. It'll be a public meeting because of Sunshine Law purposes.
That law got to go as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, especially when it comes to issues like this with burials. To me, only a burial council, lineal and cultural descendants should be there, not the public. You know, that's just my personal feeling about that. But I based on your question, Jimmy, yes, all stakeholders should be there. Okay, all stakeholders should be there. Lino cultural and borough council members. And we did hear from Kea that it doesn't have to be on one of our actual days. It might be, for example, it might be we meet on a Wednesday and then we talk about it on that following Thursday, get agendized. Yeah, just a thought, folks. So on this side, we got to travel plenty far. Yeah, for go see stuff. Yeah, you know, as we all know. So, but anyway, that's what I would suggest, that it would be probably the day before and then the next day we have our meeting, if that's possible. And just a suggestion. So thank you, Kalena. That was good. We should have site visits all the time to me. Anytime a BTP comes up, we should be having site visits. We should be heading to Makuu to see what's happening there. Yeah, you know. Anyway.
Thank you, Kalena, for that suggestion. And currently, I am physically not on the property working.
Okay. Mahalo. Uncle Norman.
I just wanted to bring it to your attention that any on-site visits I cannot attend because I am wheelchair bound. Sorry.
We're going to see what kind of technology you get, Uncle. We can bring you into FaceTime or something. Eh? That's what the kids do nowadays, eh? You know, there's some way of doing it nowadays. These youth are teaching me a lot about this technology stuff the last couple of years with COVID. So we're going to try to figure out something. Yeah, we'll get you in there somehow. Just so you know, Uncle. But thank you for that update, Uncle. Mahalo nui.
Thank you,
Uncle. Anybody else then with regards to this agenda item? If not, we're going to go to the next one. Okay, and I do mahalo the families for being here. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Nicole, always. And again, I'm looking forward to that site visit so we can get some clarification here. Okay, mahalo nui. Okay, so I'm going to go to the next agenda item in advertence and communication. That's a letter from Vassar College, Office of the Dean of Faculty, dated March 28, 2022, regarding Native American Grave Protection and Repatriation Act consultation, notification discussion on the above correspondence. Kea or Christian? Chris?
So this one is just a consultation notification. So I think on the letter, and it's NAGPRA related. And so, you know, as most of you know, for NAGPRA, they are required to consult with certain agencies. And, you know, the burial council is one of those agencies. And so, you know, if you guys are interested in providing input, you can write on the contact. I think it's on the last page. There's a contact information that you can submit testimony.
Okay. Mahalo nui. Looks like Hale Aloha will be making another trip to the mainland. Right on, okay. Achieve more of our Evie. Good job. That's all. Okay. Other than that, folks, the last thing we have is the announcement, and that's, of course, that the next HIBC meeting is scheduled for Thursday, May 19th, 2022, 9:30 a.m. And I guess we have two choices. Oh, I didn't see the second choice, so this is good, though. Division, either we can meet at the Division of Forestry and Wildlife Conference Room, and I guess, and we can still keep doing it on Zoom. Is that correct, Kia?
Yeah, so I'll, you know, now that we have, so this is, let me take off my background. I can just show you guys what, what's going on over here. But not, you know, now that we've had some time to kind of really learn about what works for this kind of meeting. Sorry, let me take off my background really quick. So I'm here in our ODOFA conference room. So basically, if people want to attend the physical location, I would have to, you know, place the camera somewhere. Say like this, and I can put microphones out somewhere here. The only people that are required to be on camera are burial council members, and it's for quorum purposes. Meaning if anybody comes here to the physical location, then, you know, say La and Kalena decided to come here to the physical location, I would need to get the two of them in the video. And everybody else could zoom in. So right now it's kind of like a hybrid. The other thing is there always needs to be five members present on video. And so right now, you know, while we're at five members right now, everybody has to be on the video. If not, we don't have quorum. So for quorum purposes, five members always have to be present on the video, not necessarily present on the Zoom, but we need to see faces. The other thing with the Sunshine Law is, okay, so the other option is you guys could decide to do in-person meetings. What an in-person meeting would mean is there is no Zoom component to it. So the in-person meeting would require all council members and members of the public to attend in person. So those are kind of the two options that you know, we can do right now. We can kind of keep it like that. And I'll leave that up to you. So far, I've reserved the DOFA conference room for this month and next month. The Kona Civic Center didn't have openings yet, but starting in June, I alternated. So I think I have June, August, October, and December in Kona. And I have Hilo for April, May, July, the alternating months. And so I do need to keep one physical location for every remote meeting, like what we have now, for anybody that does want to attend. So if we continue to do remote meetings, nobody is required to attend the physical location. But I'll kind of leave that up to you guys to decide on what you guys would prefer.
Can we do remote Zoom with a lunch stipend?
So I did ask about that. Right now, they have to restart the process. So I know our office did submit a letter to, what is it called? DAGS, to get money back for food. So hopefully these meals can start coming in again.
You know, here, this is where the state makes no sense. We're going to charge you travel time, and then that's a relationship to with the cost of fuel. We're going to be charging charging like $50 to show up to the meeting when you could just give us $35 for lunch. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't the taxpayers appreciate that more? So somebody needs to really start thinking. No, just saying.
Oh, we're hungry.
Yeah, I like how food. I like how food is a contentious issue. I like that one. So you know, it's important, man. You got to feed us.
You want to know when the Pilikia starts? Lunchtime.
Lunchtime. There you go.
When it starts.
Put food in your mouth. No, we're getting fed spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and we need to get fed physically.
We need to get some iPhone on here.
Kalena, you was going to say something. You wanted to say something.
Yeah, I feel like the last 2 years we've been able to see so many more people, and people from the mainland, Angela included. You know, you started attending our meetings as a Hawaiian from the mainland, and it's wonderful. And all of the descendants that we've got to recognize, because they didn't have to fly from a different island. They were on the mainland today. We had Oregon people. Uncle Norm now, who is in the wheelchair, if we always had to have in person, we wouldn't have him anymore. So I like the hybrid where we can still accommodate lots of people and serve. So I like it. I don't know how you'd get the food to us though. Maybe there's that waiter program where they drive the lunch to your house and drop it. I forget what they call it. That'd be funny. But anyway.
Just send me the check, I'll buy my own lunch. But I get my own, but Mahalo, Clint, I totally agree with you on that. I really like this Zoom component. I mean, like right now, you know, I'm teaching plus doing Zoom. Well, I'm not really teaching, you know, they're busy, but you know, I'm in the classroom, and it sure helps to be able to do both sides, yeah, because of COVID, things have changed. But I like the idea of people chiming in, because again, we always say for dissenting claims, we want them to be here. We know they can't fly and stuff, so I'd be lonely not seeing Angela at one of our meetings. Like, where did she go? Yeah, so used to seeing her lately all these years, and it's been great. She's put some great stuff into the chat for us to see and all too, and be part of that. So it's just nice to see that, man. You know, I mean, and to me, we have that capability. Why not keep doing it? You know, why not keep doing it? You know, it enhances everybody. It empowers everybody. And that's what should be happening in a democracy again. You know, empowering everybody. Yeah. But I love it. I love it. Just again, we got to deal with food stuff. That's it. But anyway, we can work with that. Get food trucks over here, you know.
So then at least for now, we'll stick to the schedule. So I do have DOFA as the next physical location for next month. But again, you don't have to attend the physical location. You can Zoom in. And then after next month, it'll alternate between Kona and Hilo. So we'll stick to that schedule for now. And, you know, if you guys do decide to change in the future, that's fine too. It doesn't have to be one way or the other. It can be whatever way you guys decide you want. And maybe while we're on scheduling, I'll send out an email to everybody to see what dates would work for a site visit. And I can try and coordinate something before the next meeting.
Mahalo Nui for that. And again, if you're looking at chat, again, Angela's on it already. Uber Eats. See, she got Uber Eats right there. So we got information already. It's doable. It's doable. Okay, folks, mahalo nui.
Uncle Norm has a question.
Uncle Norm in.
Yes, I wanted to update what is our lunch allowance and what is our mileage allowance. Since we never going in effect for 2 years, you got any new numbers?
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I know our office is, I know they submitted the paperwork to get funding for that again from Accounting and General Services. And so I would think the amounts have changed. In the past, the amounts did go up. I think even for like the food, I think in 2018, I think you guys remember 2018, I used to get you guys feast, and then I got scoldings because I was spending $300 a month on food. And they said, no, you can only do $9 a person. But then, so yeah, I think in 2019-ish, it was like nine something. And then in 2020, that was when COVID started. Somewhere between that, maybe 2018 and 2019, between those years, they did increase it by like, I think it was $2 or something. So I'm thinking, you know, at this point, it'll probably be increased again. For the gas, I'm not sure, you know, to answer your question, Uncle, I don't know the exact amounts. I don't know if it was increased, and if it was, I don't know what the exact amounts are, but I'm hoping to hear back soon once DAGs get back to us.
Yeah, because for our gas is $5.
Oh, six in Hilo.
Yeah. So, you know, 100 miles.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gas.
Yeah.
Plus, lunches are more expensive too nowadays.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, KL, mahalo for your professionalism and your administrating and everything. I really do appreciate you. So, thank you. Thank you very much.
Mahalo.
Everybody. Mahalo. Thank you.
And don't forget to go to Mary Monnet Craft Fair.
Oh, wow, we don't have Uber Eats here?
Not in Kona. I'm a hungry person. We have Dash. We have very few options for Dash. We have Foods of Hawaii, which is local, but they charge about $25 to deliver to my house on top of my meal. So no, thank you. And I tried Uber Eats and there's absolutely nothing on it. So your best bet is to get your food, make it yourself, or go out, which...
Well, where I live, we make our own anyway. No more nothing around us. So
apparently in the mainland, you can get ice cream sandwiches delivered at midnight. So...
Oh, that's dangerous, though.
That's
dangerous.
That's what kids are for. Kids. Okay. Oh, speaking of kids, I saw Iini last night.
Yeah. She'll be ushering at the Mayor Monarch again here in the continent. And then Pilani's back on island with her three as well. So it's all good. But thank you for that, brother. Mahalo. Anybody else? Anything? Louis? Nicole?
Can I say something? Uncle, before we close, can you pull her oku'u and then... You folks don't have to respond, but I just want to say I'm sorry for my outburst and forgive me. That's it. Okay.
Well, if anything, Nicole, it just shows how passionate both of you are. I mean, you guys always have. You've both been involved in these trenches for years. I know passions do get the best of us sometimes, but as my grandfather used to remind me, family's everything, man. You know, we got to figure out some way to make it work. And you know that I'm preaching to the choir, but I appreciate you and Jimmy always, man. You guys are to the corner.
Love you guys too. Yeah.
Mahalo nui. The love is always there. This realm and the next, forever that.
Mahalo.
So, mahalo nui, tita. Thank you. Is there anything else? Anybody? Okay. Then we look forward to seeing everybody at our next meeting. If we could have a motion to close, and then of course once we do that, then we'll say pule. Yeah. Yes, Kalena.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Okay. A second.
Okay. So motion's been made by Kalena and seconded by Uncle Norman that we close our April 21st, 2022 meeting. Any discussion on that?
Can we have Nicole give us a pule on our way out?
Oh.
unless Nalei would like to.
Well, Nicole doesn't mind. I was going to ask if she doesn't mind rendering us.
Oh, okay.
But before we do that, can we have the vote, please? All those in favor, saying aye. Aye. All those opposed. Okay. Mahalo nui. Love you guys. Take care. Mahalo. And you might be sending us home, please.
Yes.